This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As children of God, we need to live this life by faith. Faith is required for our survival in this world. The fittest will go through this life. We are fit and strong only through faith in God and in His Word. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we read, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, let us run with patience the race that is set before us." In our life, we should not faint. We should not become weary. We should not become vexed with our life. We should not look at the situation nor the people around us. We should not fail nor fall, but go forward, progressing, looking unto Jesus. Jesus Christ was lifted up on the cross. We looked to the Savior and we were saved. That's not the only look and the final look. We continue our Christian life looking unto Jesus. In our life, the Lord promises to be with us. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, we read, "Fear not." That implies that we should have faith. "For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The Lord who is with us also fights the battle for us. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 15, we read, "The battle is not yours, but God's." The Lord goes before us, makes the crooked places straight. He will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder bars of iron. That's what we read in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 21. In Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, we read, "He will be with us when we pass through the waters and through rivers and walk through fire." We'll go through such situation, but nothing will harm us. God is always with us. So we need to progress with faith in God who is with us. Moses was born during very difficult times. All male children have to be thrown in River Nile and killed. But the parents of Moses, by faith, hid him for 3 months and protected this beautiful child, as we read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 23. Moses lived. This was a decision of faith taken by their parents. They were not afraid of the Pharaoh's order. Later on, we read in Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 24 onwards, Moses at the right time when he was in Pharaoh's palace refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He decided to leave the enjoyment and pleasures of sin. He left the treasures of Egypt and forsook Egypt. He decided to join the people of God and suffer. That was a decision of faith taken by Moses. No doubt this faith was imparted to Moses when his mother nursed him for Pharaoh's daughter. Later on, the Lord met him and spoke to him, gave him the confidence to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. So Moses, as the leader of children of Israel, led the children of Israel by faith in God and on His word. Look at David. He looked to the Lord and trusted in his life, progressed in his life as a shepherd boy, warrior, and later as the king of Judah and Israel. Goliath challenged the children of Israel in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 11. When Saul and others heard this challenge, they were dismayed. Greatly they were feared. See what David said in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. "The Lord delivered me out of the paw of lion and bear, and He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." He had faith in God to fight Goliath. He went against Goliath in the name of the Lord. That was by faith. He said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." Mighty Goliath was killed by David, the shepherd boy who was never a soldier and who had never fought a battle. God was with David and he trusted him at all times. He progressed in the life of faith. He had to go through many difficult situations. He was running to save his life. He had to face enemies, fight the battle. He was in the cave, on the mountains, in the wilderness. Wherever he was, he looked to the Lord for his help. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He trusted on Him. He praised Him and he prayed to Him in the difficult situation. That is the evidence of faith in his life. He progressed in the life of faith. Paul too progressed in the life of faith. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 21, I live by faith. He lived by faith till his death. He had to progress in his life, in the life of faith, in adverse situations. In prison, he prayed and praised the Lord. In shipwreck, he stood up and gave confidence to everyone. He stood boldly for the Lord. He served the Lord. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 19, he says, He served the Lord with all humility of mind, with many tears and temptations which befall me by the lying in wait of the Jews. He held on to his faith in spite of the adverse situation. He looked to the Lord. He finally said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. That was the testimony of his progress by faith. So let us progress, go forward through all difficult, adverse, painful situations. We can progress only by faith. In your daily life, practice and exercise this faith on the Lord and His Word. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord bless this Word.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.